BBC News. Hello, I'm Jerry Smith. India is revoking the special status enjoyed by Jammu and Kashmir, the country's only Muslim-majority state. This will end the state's right to make its own laws and mean that for the first time, people outside the state can buy property there. Our correspondent in Delhi, Yogita Limoye, says the government's decision to revoke that part of the constitution has shocked many people in India.
Basically, this section has gone away with a presidential order. There was no debate in parliament about it. There was no consultation with elected representatives from the region of Kashmir. There was no information given to the people whose lives it affects most. And I think that is something that people are really questioning. A constitutional expert, I spoke to earlier, said that he believes the legality of this will be challenged in court.
There's been a furious reaction from Pakistan, which also lays claim to Kashmir. Speaking to the BBC, the country's foreign minister, Shah Mahmood Qureshi, said India had no right to make unilateral decisions over Kashmir.
Kashmir is a recognized international dispute. India has recognized and accepted it as a dispute, and that is why they included it in the comprehensive dialogue that we've had as one of the outstanding issues between India and Pakistan.
A drone airstrike in southern Libya has killed more than 40 people in the town of Murzuk. Some reports say the victims were attending a wedding. Forces loyal to the military commander Khalifa Haftar, whose power base is in eastern Libya, say they carried out an attack on Murzuk on Sunday, but deny targeting civilians. Pro-Haftar media outlets say they were attacking Chadian mercenaries, which is how they refer to the Tebu ethnic group which opposes Haftar. Police in Malaysia say more than 160 people are now involved in the search for a British girl who disappeared on Saturday from a resort she was staying in with her parents. Jonathan Head reports.
Her family say they found a window open in her room and that it would have been uncharacteristic of her to go off on her own as she has special needs and would find it difficult to communicate. The Malaysian police say they're continuing to search the area immediately around the resort using sniffer dogs, but have sent teams led by local Orang Asli, indigenous people with knowledge of the terrain, into the tropical jungle in an adjacent national park. At this stage, the police say they're not treating her disappearance as a possible abduction.
Jonathan Head reporting. BBC News.